The surface of the moon is almost like a tomb. Not much changes in the short term. While over very long periods, micrometeoroid impacts garden the lunar surface and effectively continuously pulverize it, it takes a very, very long time for this process to unfold. As a result, things like the Apollo astronauts' footprints are set to be recognizable for as long as a million or more years. As a result, objects that impact the moon can be preserved almost indefinitely, given the moon's 4.5 billion year age. And without an atmosphere, material falling on the moon tends to survive, albeit in fragmentary form. In fact, several such fragments have been found in lunar samples collected by the Apollo missions. First is the contents of the soil itself, which contains trace elements of meteoritic origin that have been built up in the soil over the course of billions of years. Also, Apollo 12 astronauts accidentally collected a fragment of a meteorite of a type known as a carbonaceous chondrite, one of the most ancient and primitive kinds of meteorites present in the solar system, that contain materials that go back to the solar nebula itself. But perhaps most interestingly is a new find announced earlier this year. While studying a rock collected by Apollo 14, geologists found a fragment of another, very different type of rock embedded inside. This tiny fragment does not bear the hallmarks of rocks that formed in the moon's environment. Rather, it appears to have formed on Earth, blasted off in an impact about 4 billion years ago, and then it became embedded in the lunar rock when the moon was still geologically quite active. As a result, this tiny time capsule may be the oldest known Earth rock, dating from Earth's Hadean era. These have not survived here. Rocks on this planet weather away, and very little is preserved from Earth's earliest days geologically. As a result, this sample opens up a new window, albeit a tiny one, into studying Earth's early history, by looking for evidence of it on the moon. It's also possible that the rocks blasted off Earth landing on the moon might preserve evidence of the earliest life on Earth, and the moon very likely collected the same organic materials that spawned life on Earth, but instead may have preserved them pristinely. Other possibilities include trapped gases and Earth rocks found on the moon that could quite literally give us a sampling of the evolution of Earth's early atmosphere, a key component in understanding how life arose on this planet. Indeed, given that we found so much in the Apollo samples, the moon at large could be a treasure trove of interesting materials detailing much of the history of the solar system at large, and it's right on our doorstep. But there are other possibilities. In a paper by Manasvi Lingam and Avi Loeb, link below, they detail that the moon should also have acted as a collector for interstellar objects. These objects passing through the solar system like Comet Borisov or Oumuamua, see the videos on those objects on this channel, should occasionally hit both the moon and Earth. If this is the case, materials from across the galaxy should be preserved on the moon and available for study. Such objects may already be here on Earth in the form of meteorites, but also the Apollo missions returned about 400 kilograms of materials from the surface of the moon, along with samples remotely returned by the Soviet Union. These could already be searched for interstellar materials, but with future lunar missions and even colonization on the table, an entirely new field of research in astrobiology could be opened up. The authors detail that interstellar materials should be identifiable in principle through studies of isotope ratios contained within them, ultimately yielding information on the chemistry of other star systems. But there's more. Such studies also might yield information on organic chemistry in the galaxy at large. In our own solar system, meteorites such as the aforementioned carbonaceous chondrites have shown that the building blocks of life, such as amino acids, are not only common in the solar system, but even examples of organic chemistry rare on Earth can also be found. If this is found to be similarly the case with interstellar material, this greatly increases the chances that life, at least in its simplest form, could be very common in the galaxy. But it may go further than that. Also possible would be finding molecular traces left by life itself in interstellar materials, perhaps life from somewhere across the galaxy. That would be a maddening mystery indeed, hints of life from somewhere else. Trouble is, we would very likely never know where those traces of alien life originated from. We would only know, perhaps forever, that somewhere out there, sometime in the distant past, there was something, or someone. While at the margins of possibility, it is plausible that we might find evidence of a technosignature from an alien civilization on the moon. 4.5 billion years is a long time to accumulate material, and if something happened to be passing through, perhaps a defunct spacecraft, some trash, or even an active probe such as a von Neumann probe, think the monolith from 2001, it may have deposited evidence of itself on the moon. Or possibly evidence of past mining. Perhaps someone passing through decided to take a look at Earth from the vantage point of the lower gravity well of the moon and left evidence of their operations or their quest for raw materials. Who knows what we will find as we explore the moon, but one thing is for sure, it's going to rank among the most interesting things we can do in the near term and might even lead to something spooky. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently celebrating the Halloween season. I may or may not currently be dressed up as a pickle, and not the cartoon character, not my idea. And on that note, expect more spooky video subjects for the rest of the month, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.